بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. I ask Allah سبحانه وتعالى in this blessed days to accept all our acts of worship, all our ibadah, all our good deeds. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to multiply our good deeds and our reward with Him. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also to give us the ability to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this blessed days and all the days of the year. Say Ameen, everybody. Last time I spoke about Hajar alayhi salam, the mother of the reliance, Ummu Tawakkul, on the mother of the reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we know from the story that Ibrahim alayhi salam, he left his wife Hajar alayhi salam and his son Ismail alayhi salam, who later on becomes a prophet, in the valley of Mecca, in Mecca, and nowadays what's called Mecca. And he left. Ismail alayhi salam, he grew up with his mom. And later on, the tribe of Jurhum from Yemen came. And Ismail alayhi salam grew up with the tribe of Jurhum. And Jurhum are considered to be from the original Arab of Yemen. Later on, we know from the story that Ibrahim alayhi salam came and visited. And visited Ibrahim alayhi salam multiple times until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked Ibrahim alayhi salam to build the Kaaba or re-establish the Kaaba. And Ibrahim alayhi salam rebuilt the Kaaba with the help of his son Ismail alayhi salam. And Ismail alayhi salam grew up worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, learning the story of the reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of his mother and how she relied on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And his father was Ibrahim alayhi salam, the father of the prophets. Khalil al-Rahman, the close friend of al-Rahman. Then at a certain point, after they built the Kaaba, Ibrahim alayhi salam and his son Ismail, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Ibrahim alayhi salam to sacrifice his son Ismail for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this incident recorded in the Quran, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a dream in a matter of a command to Ibrahim alayhi salam to tell him, you know what, I command you to sacrifice your son Ismail for my sake. So Ibrahim alayhi salam went to his son Ismail and he told his son, oh my son, inni ara fil manami anni adbahuk. In my dream I get a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to sacrifice you. Imagine that you're in that situation. Definitely you'll panic. Definitely you'll be scared. Definitely you'll be worried. You know, what's my father's talking about? But Ismail alayhi salam, somebody who was raised in the house of righteousness, somebody who was raised in the house of faith, somebody who was raised by his mother, Hajar, who relied on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the most difficult moment of her life. So he looked at him, he said, Ya abati fa'al ma tu'mar. Oh, subhanAllah, what a beautiful words he said to his father. He said, oh, father, do what you're commanded to do. If'al ma tu'mar, satajiduni insha'allahu min as-sabirin. You'll see me among those who are patient. فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينَ. When they submitted themselves for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they give up themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's so difficult for a father, for a parent to sacrifice their child. And so difficult for a child to be sacrificed, to be killed by their father. But when they reach that point, and Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he puts Ismail on the floor, he did not put his face facing Ibrahim. He said he couldn't see his face while sacrificing him. So he put his face on the ground. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at this moment, he sent a sheep from heaven, from Jannah. This sheep was actually eating and growing in Jannah for 500 years. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called Ibrahim alayhi salam at this moment. I said, Ya Ibrahim, قد صدقت الرؤيا. Oh Ibrahim, you fulfilled the command that I gave you. Allah subhanahu, he fulfilled the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want you to think of this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us many things. Some of the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to do sometimes is so difficult on us to do. But I want you to know something. Love requires sacrifice. Love requires sacrifice. And if you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you love Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you'll show the sacrifice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks you to do. So, let's try our best to sacrifice for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Quran, لَن تَلَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. You will not reach the level of birr. You will not get the best of things. You will not have goodness until you give what you love. So I love sleep, so I'm giving up sleep to pray Fajr on time, to pray Tahajjud at night. I love food, so I'm gonna give up food by fasting Monday and Thursday, and fast the day of Arafah and Thursday. I'm gonna fast this blessed 10 days of the Hijjah. That's how we train ourselves, and that's how we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how this is how we show our love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أقول ما تسمعون وجزاكم الله خير, and Allah ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from all of us. Wassalamu alaikum.